Part 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Ten to 11. Choosing a pet. Hi, Janie. Did you decide to get a cat or a dog in the end?
Well, Tony, it was a really difficult decision. I instantly fell in love with a small puppy, but then I saw a lovely cat.
So you got a cat then? I must say, they're easier to look after than dogs.
Yes, but even a cat needs a lot of attention, not to mention the vet bills. I actually decided to go for something more low maintenance.
Like a goldfish?
Ha, yes, they're certainly low maintenance. You just put them in an outdoor pond and they require little upkeep. No, I thought I'd add to my collection of tropical fish.
Oh, I see. I imagine they're quite expensive to buy.
Yes, in fact, the real expense is extra heating and lighting. However, for first-time owners, the initial outlay, buying equipment and so on, can be very expensive.
10 to 11. Choosing a pet. Hi, Janie. Did you decide to get a cat or a dog in the end?
Well, Tony, it was a really difficult decision. I instantly fell in love with a small puppy, but then I saw a lovely cat.
So you got a cat then? I must say, they're easier to look after than dogs.
Yes, but even a cat needs a lot of attention, not to mention the vet bills. I actually decided to go for something more low maintenance.
Like a goldfish?
Ha, yes, they're certainly low maintenance. You just put them in an outdoor pond and they require little upkeep. No, I thought I'd add to my collection of tropical fish.
Oh, I see. I imagine they're quite expensive to buy.
Yes, in fact, the real expense is extra heating and lighting. However, for first-time owners, the initial outlay, buying equipment and so on, can be very expensive.
12 to 13. Deciding on a career.
Hi, Tina. Did you get the grades you wanted for university?
Hi, Toby. Well, I got 2 A's and a B, but not in the required subjects.
Surely if you got those grades, you're still getting onto your course.
Getting a B in law is fine for some universities. Places on the course for which I applied are very competitive, though. I don't doubt I'll get into the university of my choice without having to do retakes, but I might need to rethink my course.
Oh, that's a shame. You really wanted to do law.
Actually, I've been speaking to a few law graduates recently, and I'm not so sure now. Doing a law course isn't the same as working as a lawyer.
How do you mean?
Well, the hours are terribly unsociable, and you work in a very competitive environment. The money makes up for it, but even so...
12 to 13. Deciding on a career.
Hi, Tina. Did you get the grades you wanted for university?
Hi, Toby. Well, I got 2 A's and a B, but not in the required subjects.
Surely if you got those grades, you're still getting onto your course.
Getting a B in law is fine for some universities. Places on the course for which I applied are very competitive, though. I don't doubt I'll get into the university of my choice without having to do retakes, but I might need to rethink my course.
Oh, that's a shame. You really wanted to do law?
Actually, I've been speaking to a few law graduates recently, and I'm not so sure now. Doing a law course isn't the same as working as a lawyer.
How do you mean?
Well, the hours are terribly unsociable, and you work in a very competitive environment. The money makes up for it, but even so...
At the Garden Centre.
Now, Ray, that's a nice little tree.
Little, yes. But where would you put it, Jill? Our garage is larger than our garden.
We need to hide the area where we put the bins.
But when it grows, it won't just hide the bins. It'll block sunlight coming into the downstairs windows.
By the time that happens, we'll have moved.
Fair enough. But I'd still rather buy some flowers than a tree. We need to brighten up the patio a bit.
I'm the one who does the gardening, you know. I think I should be the one who makes the final decision.
And who usually ends up paying for the plants? So I guess a joint decision would be fair.
OK, why don't we get the tree and some potted flowers? Then everyone's happy.
Agreed. Oh, hold on a minute. I think I have a special discount voucher in my wallet.
Oh, that's good.
Now, where is it? It was in my wallet.
Don't tell me, which is now at home.
Yes, sorry. 14-15 at the Garden Centre.
Now, Ray, that's a nice little tree.
Little, yes. But where would you put it, Jill? Our garage is larger than our garden.
We need to hide the area where we put the bins.
But when it grows, it won't just hide the bins. It'll block sunlight coming into the downstairs windows.
By the time that happens, we'll have moved.
Fair enough. But I'd still rather buy some flowers than a tree. We need to brighten up the patio a bit.
I'm the one who does the gardening, you know. I think I should be the one who makes the final decision.
And who usually ends up paying for the plants? So I guess a joint decision would be fair.
OK, why don't we get the tree and some potted flowers? Then everyone's happy.
Agreed. Oh, hold on a minute. I think I have a special discount voucher in my wallet.
Oh, that's good.
Now, where is it? It was in my wallet.
Don't tell me, which is now at home.
Yes, sorry.